Okay. In the name of Lord Jesus, we read a couple of verses and then we pray together. The work of Holy Spirit is bring us the true forgiveness and the righteousness. Because we delay in the Q&A section, in the panel session, so we just shorten and we read the Bible and prepare some words, then we pray together. Let's turn to John chapter 16. Gospel of John 16. John 16. That's really 32. No, not 32. It's the verse. I go to the Father, you will see me. John 16, verse 8. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Verse 9. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. 10. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. 11. Of judge, because the ruler of this world is judged. So here Jesus promised the coming of the Holy Spirit. His Spirit is come to comfort and to work. The first one is to convict the world of sin because they don't believe in Jesus. Jesus, he came to teach. He came to set, proclaim the gospel, heavenly kingdom, to give grace, to deliver the truth. So his word will condemn, will judge. Actually, he bring hope to everyone. So of sins, the Holy Spirit will just bring true repentance. If we receive the Holy Spirit, we have to know our wrongdoings. We repent, and His Holy Spirit will guide us. And the next, he said, of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Because Jesus, he came to save this world by offering his life. So we cannot rely on our own righteousness to be saved. We rely on the grace of Jesus. His grace set us free. He made us out of bondage. And he became the propitiation of the Lord as a sacrifice to redeem us. So, because he is the Lord of God, he came to this world to save us. After finishing salvation, he returned back to heaven. So, of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. So, Jesus returned to heaven. Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus. He will continue this work of salvation, bring the righteousness and forgiveness to the world, to those who believe in him. So that's why today we are baptized in his blood through the witness of the Holy Spirit. we receive this justification by His grace. We also receive the power. The power of Holy Spirit will renew us. So we can really reach the goal, just like Jesus. He is righteous. So every one of us, we have to really make this Holy Spirit manifest in our life. Jesus, He special entrust His disciple to continue proclaim this gospel. So they have to go out to preach, right? And then baptize those believers. Then they will receive the Holy Spirit, the promised Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit continue to do all this work for saving soul. And so we pray. We pray, Lord Jesus, fulfill His promise. Make this Holy Spirit become our power source. Because we have to do just like what Jesus, He lived on this world. Fulfill His whole life for righteousness. To live up for the Father. So our life, eventually we have to be more righteous than before. Year by year, we have less and less sin. We have less and less transgression or iniquity. So every year, we don't have to have a new year resolution of every year to repeat the same thing. We have to go higher and higher. Holy Spirit, give us the forgiveness at the same time. Give us power, and He wants us to be righteous. So with this in mind, let's come forward to pray. Ask Lord Jesus to forgive us. This is what we have.